In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast. And the Church, to prepare us for this journey that is crowned at the end of it by the Pascha week and the Holy Feast of the Resurrection, is telling us that in order to be able to travel this journey, we have to put off these things that hinder us from flying and reaching the things which are heavenly. The first and most common thing which hinders man from serving God is the love of money. And this sin is so much crafty to the degree that a lot of people do not recognize in themselves that they are bound with the chains to the love of money, and they are enslaved to money. It's very seldom you hear it in confession that someone comes and say that I think that I worship money, I consider it as a master. But there are some signs in our lives that if we are really sincere in examining our hearts, will tell us that we are bound with this chain of love of money. Today, let us examine our hearts and see if we have any of these signs that tell us that we have this problem, in order that we will be able to clear our hearts from this sin, this lust and desire to have more money and feeling secured with it, in order to be able to enjoy this spiritual revival during the Great Fast. So, what are the signs that tell me that I am enslaved to the love of money? The first sign is when I am tempted to gain money, even by breaking God's commandment, by either stealing, cheating, or manipulating others. Sometimes we define stealing as when I put my hand in my brother's pocket and I get the money from it, then I'm stealing. But we do not see it, we do not define the same terminology on, for example, cheating others. Or like if I am doing some sort of a trade, I give myself the freedom to manipulate others in order to make more profit on the expense of selling them something which is defaulted. Sometimes people find it easy and acceptable maybe to cheat their insurance companies. They fake car accidents and they bring it to the company and say, "This is what happened," and they feel it's okay. I am doing this, everybody's doing the same. Here, they are enslaved to the love of money and they don't feel it, and they define this as being smart or playing according to the rules of the world. Sometimes people find it easy to go and cheat maybe somebody who is selling a good in a store, like a Walmart or Target or anything. Sometimes it's easy to go and manipulate with the people who are selling, and we feel it's fine, it's okay. No big problem, no big deal with this. We have to be very careful. Maybe this is something we did not see it as sin, but actually it says that the love of money and is inside our hearts. The other sign that tells us that we might have this problem is when I covet and envy others because of what they possess. There is a famous story in the book of 1 Kings about a king. His name was Ahab. This king, of course, by definition, he owns the whole land, apart from the small fields that's owned by the regular people. His neighbor name was Naboth the Jezreelite. And Naboth has a small vineyard. It is nothing in comparison to what this king has. But this king envied this man, Naboth, and he desired so much to get this small vineyard. So he went to this man, Naboth, and asked him, "I would like to buy from you your vineyard. It is not going to add anything to you," but because of this enslaved to money, he felt like he cannot accept to get this small vineyard. The end of the story is Naboth refused to sell his vineyard, and the king and his wife conspired to kill Naboth. They accused him of being blasphemous against God, and he lost his life in order for this evil and wicked king to get this small vineyard from this poor man, Naboth. When I envy others because of what they have, I look to their positions, maybe their house, maybe their cars, maybe their career, whatever, and I say that I wish I have this. Why they have got this and I don't have the same? Looking this way says that I feel I am really enslaved to the love of money and the love of the material. Another sign that says that I might be enslaved to the love of money is when my struggle to gain more money leads me into conflict with my brethren or to even lose them forever. We find this very frequently happens around us. People are fighting their own brethren. They might take them to court, maybe to blackmail me, them, in order to gain more money. We read the story about St. Paul the Hermit and his brother. When their fathers died, they inherited a sum of money, and they had a conflict on how they are going to share this inheritance. So they decided to go to the court because they are not going to have agreement in this conflict. On their way to the court, they found a funeral. Somebody was taken to be buried. So St. Paul asked, how old is this man? And they informed him that he was a young man like him in his age. So they asked them, how much did he get with him in his coffin and will be buried with him? And the answer was, of course, nothing. Everybody comes to the world naked and will leave the world naked as well. So he thought in his heart, then why I'm struggling? What I'm going to lose my brother for? Even if I get whatever money I want, what did I'm going to take with me whenever I am leaving this world? So he concluded the conflict by saying to his brother, take whatever you want, and I will leave everything and will go to the desert to dedicate my life to worship. If I feel it's okay that I can lose my brother, and maybe I hurt him in order to gain more money from my brother, then I have a problem for sure. If I define gaining more money more important than gaining my brother, then I am enslaved to the love of money. Another sign that might tell me that I am tempted with this love of money is when I find it very difficult to pay my tithes or respond to a need for the brothers or the Lord. Sometimes people think that the money that they gain every month, whatever it's abundant or scarce, it is theirs. And they think about it as if this is mine. This is something I decide if I'm going to give God something of it or not. And sometimes we put a percentage according to what we estimate as okay. Like if I gain, like for example, $100, then I say, this month I have a problem with my finance, I'm not going to pay anything. Or maybe I will put $1 out of the 100, this is okay, this is my ability, and God knows everything. And here, look at the deal. The deal is, God is giving me all of this money. Basically, he owns everything. It is not up to me to decide to like put away from him what is portion of my money, which is to God. As if, like, I am the one who makes the money, I am the one who decide on how I'm going to spend it. And God in the book of Malachi is telling the people that you stole me. You are stealing me. And the people said to him, how any man can steal God? And he said, by taking away my tithes and the offerings away from my house. When I find it very hard for me to come out of my selfishness and pay my tithes and give to those people who are in need whenever I hear them, then maybe I find money more important than completing or fulfilling the commandment of God given to me to tithe my money and respond to the need for the brothers of the Lord. Another sign also that might tell me that I am enslaved to the love of money is when my desire to be rich overwhelms my life and leads me to forget my relationship with God and preparing for my eternity. How many people do we know? They did not come to the church for years, for the reason of they are busy working. What does this tell? It tells that the relationship with God became something very trivial, as if they are not going to meet him at all, as if they will never be questioned before him about what did they do with their life. How many people whom we know that they did not take communion for more than many 10 years or 15 years simply because they don't have time. I'm very busy. I'm a businessman, or I'm a doctor, or I'm an engineer, and I work 7 days a week. I cannot sacrifice a day to come to the church. What does this say? It says that I'm not oriented. I don't know exactly what is the priority in my life. I find that for this grave to gain more money, I sacrificed my relationship with God and my preparation for my eternity. Another sign is also when I am tempted to earn money without exerting the necessary effort. This is by definition is what is gambling is all about. This gambling is an attempt to gain money without doing any effort. I just go to the gambling place or maybe buying a lottery ticket and I'm waiting for me to gain money so I don't have to work. So this is basically what is gambling is. What does this say? It says the same. I find money something that I might try to gain it by any way or mean. God, when he casted away Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, he said it very clear to them and all the people who come after them, it is by your effort, by the sweat of your head, that you might be able to gain money in order to live. But if I define the rules is, I try to gain money with whatever ways, it doesn't matter if this is according to God's will or not, then I have a problem. Gambling is a sin, whatever its shape might be, from buying a lottery ticket from the gas station by $5 to going into any of these gambling places, it's all sin. It says that I'm enslaved to the love of money. Another sign is when I worry too much about the future to the degree that I become anxious and lose my peace. There is a difference between caring about the future, doing my part in order for maybe in the future to I'm not going to say to secure the future, but at least I'm doing my part today, and being so much anxious, and I lose my peace when I think about what's going on maybe in the stock market, what's going on in the unemployment rates in the United States. All of this makes sometimes people, they lose their peace. They are so much anxious simply because they assume it's up to them to secure their future. And we forget all of these promises that God have given us, that he is taking care of us and for our children tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and to the end of ages. Another reason or another sign that says that I am enslaved to the love of money is when money is a reason for me to grumble against God. When money is also a reason for me to grumble against my husband and saying, why you don't gain more money like others? Why you don't go and do something in order that we become rich as those people who came to US and they were not as rich as us, and now they are going maybe much more than what we have. When money becomes a reason for me to grumble and complain against God, then I have a problem. When money turns to become my sole request in the prayer, then I have a problem. God is telling us today, we should be seeking first the kingdom of God and everything else will come and will be given. But when money is my focus, it's the thing which defines that I am happy with God or I am not happy with him, is to define by how much I gain money. The last sign that might tell me that I have a problem with the love of money is when I deny myself or my family the most necessary needs for the sake of saving more money. We find this sometimes, people, for the sake of saving more money, that's it. They can deny themselves the most necessity things. They may be they are in desperate need to get more clothes. And they go with the same clothes, even if it is torn and it looks very bad. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to spend a penny to gain anything more. That's it. I want to keep my account the same. and I wanted only to see it going up. There is no way I can spend more money because I feel secured with how much do I have in the bank account. All of these signs, if it is in my heart, it will always take me down. It will always chain and bound my feet. It will not allow me to fly high and going with this time, this season, in order to know and draw closer to God. So the church is teaching us today by arranging this chapter from the Gospel of St. Matthew. If you want to go with God, you have to put this servitude of money aside. You have to trust Him more than you trust money. You have to see in Him your desire more than you see this and you define it in your mind. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.